pretty horrible from our end. Worcester did a good job. You know, defensively, they did a pretty good job on us. But, you know, we just, if something didn't work, instead of trying to alter it or make reads, we just put our heads down and tried harder. So it's like, you know, you try to walk through a door and it's locked, you keep running into the same door. Disappointed in my guys not recognizing and reacting. You know, hopefully we can make a change and do something in the second leg, because it's not impossible. It's a two-leg game, so we got to make sure we learn from our mistakes.
You were 10 points down after that first period and seemed to be playing catch-up for the rest of the evening.
Yeah, we just were a step behind. We were a step slow. And, you know, unfortunately, we didn't come out with the right mindset. And, you know, they were prepared. They knew what was going to our plan of attack and what to expect. And we didn't execute.
What was the problem tonight? Was it turnovers, the fact that you couldn't get any scorers that were kind of getting hot?
I think it was, you know, it's hard to say. You know, we've had games where we've had some slow starts, but we usually get it together today. We just never looked on the same page as a team, and then we just started forcing an issue. And we played like a really, really immature team today. You know, that's kind of the thing that hurt us. We know we went down and we played like we were down, rather than just keeping with what worked for us in the past and being consistent. We played like a team that was fighting to, you know, stay in the game, rather than a team that was just going to chip away at the lead.
And that hasn't been the mark of the Sharks this year. You know, you've been a team that have kind of been able to rally, that have been behind in games and able to kind of bring it back around.
Yeah, at times we showed some life and we showed some fight. And then, you know, we just didn't, when we didn't have it rolling for us, instead of just, you know, continuing what worked and getting decent shots, we forced and had turnovers. So, you know, we just really kept hurting ourselves.
Defence was a bit of an issue against Manchester. Were we seeing the same kind of issues tonight as well?
I think a bit. I think they did hit some tough shots in that first half, late in the clock. They had a few threes, banked some threes in, some decent threes over contest. You know, you can't really account for that, but it's mix that in with a couple breakdowns defensively. And, you know, I wouldn't say we played horribly. We only scored 79 points, which isn't a ton, but offensively, we really let ourselves down.
And three-pointers kind of hurt you throughout the evening. I think they got 11 on you tonight.
Well, that's their game. We knew that was their game. They shoot a lot of threes. They crashed offensive rebounds well, and we didn't take away either.
Going into the second leg on Sunday, it's a kind of mountain to climb, but how do you see it?
We just got to play. You know, there's nothing, no playing for winning by 20. You got to just play, and hopefully your guys show up and play loose and play focused. I like to say there's some kind of special plays I could run that make them win by 20 points, but there isn't. It's kind of on those guys to band together and get it together.
How tough is that going to be, obviously, coming back from 20 points down?
It's very tough. They're good at their home court, and, you know, the second leg of a game is the pressure. The pressure's on us, I guess, to chip away at that lead, and they just got to maintain it. So, you know, you hope that they come out flat, but you never know.
And obviously, you're missing Demetrius Jemison. Obviously, he's got that one-match suspension left over from the Manchester game. How big a loss is he going to be not to be there as well?
You know, it'll hurt us, but, you know, we've played without him before, and hopefully we can do it again Sunday night.